Campaigning in 1932, Franklin Roosevelt made a speech in Pittsburgh promising that if elected, he would balance the budget.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
A few years later, with the budget far out of balance, President Roosevelt asked his speechwriter Sam Rosenman how he was to explain. Rosenman said, "Deny you have ever been in Pittsburgh." The presidential climb down is an interesting phenomenon. The president rarely says, as New York's Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia once said, "When I make a mistake, it's a beaut." A favorite defense is using the passive voice. When the Iran-Contra scandal erupted, selling missiles to Iran, using the proceeds to finance the Contra rebels in Nicaragua, President Reagan first remained silent, then finally said, "Mistakes were made." We were allowed to infer that they were not his mistakes. So now President Bush, whose first gingerly approach to the weapons of mass destruction claim used to justify the invasion of Iraq was to exhume the Reagan passive voice, "Mistakes were made." When that didn't prove sufficient to check the downward slide in his approval ratings, the president tried a variation. It is true that much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong. Turned out to be? There had been talk with the British government before the invasion about fixing the intelligence, and former Ambassador Joseph Wilson got into trouble with the White House for shooting down a report about Saddam Hussein trying to buy uranium in Africa. Finally, Mr. Bush said in a speech this past week, "As president, I'm responsible for the decision to go into Iraq." That has a nice feeling about it, a sense that whatever the troops do, their commander has the ultimate responsibility simply because he is the commander. Someday, a president may borrow that famously forthright line from Fiorello LaGuardia, "When I make a mistake, it's a beaut." But don't count on it to happen soon. This is Daniel Shore.